Like, mark him for life. He marked my daughter for life, leh.
Maybe you can just tell us a bit about how Ian Fang got to know your family and how you personally got to know him as well.
For me, the first day they met my wife and my daughter at some event. And for me, I met him on the day itself after the event at like a KTV, like a family KTV. That's how we got to know him. So we were quite close, lah. We built the relationship through dinners and everything, lah. It's probably a miracle. My wife is a very, very nice person. My daughter, you know, they like all this superstar kind of thing. So she actually introduced us to quite a lot of, I would say, celebrities in Singapore, you know. And of course, young girl, they all want to know what, they all very curious about what's this kind of life and everything. He never once approached us and tell us that he actually went out with our daughter or what, you know. We didn't know all this. He made use of our daughter, asked our daughter to lie to us, telling us that we can never find out and stuff like that. And for us, we trust our daughter. She has always been a good student in school, and she's a very nice little girl, honestly speaking. She's a very nice little girl. But he just mentally make use of her every time, every time. He used his fame, he used his, you know, his age as well, to show that he can take care of her, provide her, give her a sense of security. Where probably boys of her age couldn't. So a lot of things we found out really just after. If nobody in the right mind would let their own daughter go out with a 35-year-old man like this, what? I don't know, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, he would meet us and act like nothing has happened. He would behave normally, totally fine, like nothing happened, like there's nothing, you know. He would curry favor us and everything, you know. He would always make us look, feel good about ourselves and everything. He played his acting role so well now that I speechless. Really give him an Oscar for that, this guy. We had to squeeze out the information out of her because she was actually quite stressed because we didn't know about all these threats that Ian tell her not to, don't tell your mother, because if you tell your mother, I will go to jail and this kind of thing, you know, or I will commit suicide and stuff. I mean, you do that to a young girl, of course, she also stressed. What? Because how we find out is when she got the virus from him, you know, the doctor told us about the virus. And in the beginning, our daughter didn't even want to tell us because she was so worried because of him, of how he manipulated her not to tell us. So we had to squeeze it out from our daughter because she was so stressed, she's scared anything also happened to him. We had to understand, she's young. She, of course, that she was, I would say, infatuated because he was a celebrity, you know. Basically, after his arrest, he was on bail, like, basically. And he was told by the authorities to not contact us, but yet he still keep calling us, you know. Every single day, he harassed our family. Every single day, by the time he hits around midnight to 2 a.m., that was a crucial timing, I would say. Bam, the phone never stops. Every single night, not this number, another number. Another number, she blocked again, come with another number. Whenever she picked up the phone call, he wouldn't speak. He would just play songs, like those love songs and those Chinese love songs and this and that. And then once in a while, he'll blurt out like some of the words. And even sometimes, he's acting so good, you'll hear him cry on the phone, you know. Yeah, the police was witnessing quietly all these phone calls as well. Quite a few nights, actually. Yeah.
It's recorded.
It's recorded, but they were witnessing right beside us all these calls from him. So we try to move on. We try not to bring it up. But definitely when we heard the court about the sentence, this what he got, like 40 months, it's ridiculous. Why we want to sue him is, how come there's no rotan? Where's the rotan? I mean, it's ridiculous, lah. Not even one stroke, two stroke, 0 and 40 months, just walk away freely. How can the law be like this? Why no rotan? At least 6-7 stroke, lah. Let the guy learn like that. Every time he take off his clothes, people can see, oh, this guy got to do something, you know? He did something bad in the past, you know? Like, mark him for life. He marked my daughter for life, leh. Of course, she's gonna forever remember this episode in her life from young to the day she goes into the grave, what? Right? She's gonna forever remember that, what? For him, what? He come out 40 months? At most, he gets his PR revoked. He goes back. What? He can start a new life. For her, she's always gonna, it's always gonna be inside in your brain, what? Right or not? But for him, he can prey on other girls, who knows, you know, in the future. Maybe he might not learn his lesson, you know. Who knows? He's an actor after all. What? We just want her to focus on her studies now. But definitely, we are more vigilant of her actions. We try to see what is going on. Because we are more worried, what, after this episode. Because there was... She broke our trust, you know, she broke our trust. So now we have to be more careful as parents. Wherever she goes, you know, with the new, all this, what do you call it, GPS, we will have a GPS on her. So we know where her whereabouts all the time. She's getting better, definitely. But it takes time. It takes time. We just spend more time with her, focus on her studies. Focus on what she enjoys doing. So that's what we are trying to do. We definitely got closer as a family after this incident. Because my daughter also regretted after all this manipulation from Ian. She also quite regret. She also thinks it was quite stupid of her after that. When she realized the severity of this case, you know, she also scared. She also really scared.